Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yahoo Sports, Frank Schwab at Yahoo Sports. He did quarter season grades for NFL teams. And he writes, the list of teams that feel like legitimate Super Bowl contenders is very small, considering we're only about a quarter of the way through the season. The Bills are one in the AFC, and maybe someone from the AFC West is too, and perhaps you believe in the Colts or the Jaguars. The NFC is a little deeper, but everyone has taken at least one bad loss after only 5 weeks. Teams like the Eagles, Lions, Packers, and Rams are very good, but consistency hasn't been a strong suit. Here's your grades for the AFC East. Buffalo Bills, an A. Mm-hmm. I probably don't need to read you what his reasoning is. New England Patriots, a B. Mm-hmm. And he says the difference between weeks 1 and 5 is dramatic. Yeah. And that's what you want to see, obviously, is that kind of growth. The Miami Dolphins get a D.
Yes.
He writes, at least the Dolphins aren't winless. They beat the woebegone Jets. Everything else hasn't looked great, and it's unlikely to get better with Tyreek Hill out for the season and the run defense looking like it cannot be fixed. The Dolphins aren't the worst team in the NFL, but it's close, and head coach Mike McDaniel is certainly on the hot seat. And then, of course, you've got the New York Jets who get an F. Only one team doesn't have a win. The Jets looked okay in week 1, barely losing to the Steelers. It has been rough ever since. Most of their games haven't been competitive. They make way too many mistakes for a team that is already at a talent disadvantage. It's way too early to start seriously worrying about Aaron Glenn as a new head coach, but nothing has looked good for the Jets yet.
Nope. I agree with that totally. And the Dolphins, to knock them up from an F, they just beat an F. So they won the toilet bowl.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's rough right now in Miami.
I don't know where you go from there, because he even says they're a run defense that looks like it cannot be fixed. Well, if you can't fix that run defense, then you're done for the season. I mean, you're literally done. If you're going to have teams push you 6, 7, 8 yards off the line of scrimmage all season long, you don't have a chance to do anything.
Players are scheme. You're not bringing in Keith Traylor. You're not going to get a Calais Campbell. You're not getting a Chris Jones right now. So personnel set. Scheme. Even Anthony Weaver, he wants to stop the run. He cannot load the box because our corners can't be. We see what Jax Jones did when he has to do one-on-one man coverage on the outside. He can't do it. So do you want to – I'll tell you this. If we stop the run, if we literally load up to stop the run, they're going to have 300 yards passing. Almost pick your poison.
But, Crowder, I do think there is room, in my opinion, for growth from Kenneth Grant, from Jordan Phillips, from guys you expected to be ready.
Get pushed 6 yards instead of 8.
Right.
But, they'll get pushed 5.
You would agree, right? Like, here's my rationale, because people are already out on Kenneth Grant. And look, I'm not saying I'm happy with his production. There's probably a case to be made. There was somebody better that the Dolphins could have selected to help them now. But clearly these were projects that they drafted, with Savaii Naia included on the other side of the football. Last year, Chop Robinson through 8 weeks, Crowder, what would we have graded him? Not an A, not a B, not a C. But the last 8 weeks of the season, you probably grade the Dolphins draft an A, a B, at the very least a B minus. I think there's still room for that from Kenneth Grant, which helps the run defense. Does it make the Dolphins defense good? No. But at the very least, you're not embarrassing yourself week in, week out.
Chop Robinson didn't have to play because we had Phillips and Chubb.
Until he had to play, though. Chubb didn't play last year, and Phillips came back and by week 5 was out with an injury.
And they forced him to play.
Until he had to play. Yeah.
And Chop still can't set the edge. He's not a big dude. He's a pass rusher. That's what he did. That's what he did at Penn State. The first round is not for development. Honestly, I'm with you on development. The first round is not for development. First rounder is supposed to come in and contribute.
Unless you're a really good playoff team already and you can take a flyer on someone in the first round that you can see yourself developing over the next couple of seasons, but not for a team that was in the Dolphins situation.
It's another knock on Chris Greer, whether or not it's fair. You had 3 first round picks back in 2020, and 2 of the 3 outside of Tua were like projects, with Austin Jackson, who ended up not working out as a left tackle. You had to swing him over to right tackle. And it's year 6 of AJ, and you're still kind of like, bro, this guy's never available. He's not necessarily great when he's out there. And then Noah Igbinoghene was another project. Like, they took 2 swings in the first round when they didn't need to. They needed to go get guys that could help them immediately. And that seems to be a trend with Chris Greer. He likes projects.
Yeah, it's always guys that you say, who was that again? You have to go look him up. I don't want to look him up. Give me some All-Americans. Give me the All-Americans. They were the best in college. Let me see what they can do. Don't try to be too sneaky and, I'm smarter than y'all. Seems like they try to get smarter than people, and the guys can't play. Kenneth Grant gets root. If 2 guys touch him, which is going to happen every play in the NFL, he can't hold his ground. That's his job. He's supposed to hold his ground. He doesn't have to make a tackle. Just hold up 2 so your linebackers can get over top. He can't do that at this current moment. To your point, Solana, can he become, Haloti Ngata? Maybe, but I don't see it right now.
Chris Greer with the first round draft picks is like me on the Hard Rock Bet app. I don't want a -110, pick a side. I want to hit a 3-leg parlay and get a big payday. I'm not even kidding you. That's kind of the way, I think he looks at it like, oh, well, anyone can take that guy. It's not going to move the needle too much, but he's going to do his job. And he goes for the parlay, tries to hit the teaser.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
anyway, we'll get some winners. Hopefully in the next hour, Rob Pizzola is going to join us. In fact, before we take a break here, let me give away these comedy tickets. And we've got a pair every day this week, so we'll have one more pair tomorrow if you don't win today. Comedian Trevor Wallace is coming to the Broward Center October 17th. What caller number do you want to take for these tickets, CC?
15.
15. Caller number 15. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560.
Abdul Carter is one of the top pass rushers right now in the NFL. Igbuka, have you seen what that the guy in Tampa Bay is doing, that young boy?
Crazy.
He's leading it.
He is ridiculously good. Tyler Warren, the guy from Penn State, we could have drafted as a tight end. He's going crazy.
Oh my God. That guy, I told you, remember, he was like Jefferson on Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Was it Jefferson. Warren.
Ashton Jeanty. Travis Hunter's going crazy. You see that catch he made the other night. Omari Hampton was starting for the Chargers and balling till he got hurt. Jackson Dart's now starting. And he went after, like, Solana, there shouldn't be a project in the first round.
Barry Jackson, we talked about it on Monday. He released that article where he went through all of the draft picks Chris Greer traded up for and how many times he's failed. And look, to be fair, you could probably do that with a lot of teams, right? Yeah. Like, look, they should have drafted this guy instead of this guy, and they should have drafted this guy instead of this guy. But Barry outlines like every single one and how they all failed. And he's like, look at the value you could have had here rather than trading up and costing yourself draft capital for a guy in Savainaya that isn't producing for you. And look here, where instead of trading up, you could have taken this guy who's producing for this team instead of a guy you traded up for and hasn't produced, i.e. Liam Eichenberg. So there's a lot of examples with Chris Greer, and there's a lot of guys he drafts that either don't ever make an impact. Cam Smith, Noah Igbinoghene, Tanner Connor, Channing Tindall. And there's guys that were drafted right around that same area who at the very least are producing for their NFL teams. Like, bro, I mean, you know, we're doing it again, but yeah, I mean, this is a
crazy. You said during your NBA quiz that you didn't want to do this again.
Sorry. Crowder ramped me up. But yeah, I mean, Chris Greer misses a lot, bro. It misses a lot.
You amped me up talking about a project. Maybe Kenneth Grant will make a tackle week 16. That's not what you draft a guy high for.
That's not what I'm saying. I just think.
All right, we got to take a break.
We'll be better.
Be hard to be worse. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll get headlines, and Rob Pizzola will join us from Canada with some winners, hopefully, for tonight's NFL and the Panthers game and the Dolphins game on Sunday. So do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I used to spray paint raccoons and see if they come back in my yard after I catch them.
It's a great move.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.